Hi, Jason. This isn't one of those kind of recordings. I just woke up and read your replies and things, and I'm like, I can't be bothered typing, but I wanted to reply, so I figure this would work. But yeah, it's 8:30 and I work from home today, so I can start whenever I want, which means that I'm not getting up yet. And there's currently two possums fighting on my roof directly above my head, which is what woke me up. I don't know what the fuck they're fighting about, but it's really happening up there. I feel like one of them's gonna come through the ceiling soon. And I have my cat on my bed with me because I'm one of those people. Okay, so I'm just gonna reply to your. Oh, okay, she hates me. She's just run away. I'll reply to these messages. That's so funny about the polo shirts because they just literally don't exist here. The only time you ever see a guy wearing a polo shirt, it's either someone at a golf club, or one of you guys that's come over here and has brought his own polo shirts. I don't even know if you can buy polo shirts unless you go to a specific, like, golf shop. What else? Oh, the art of lingerie. Yeah. I think there totally was, though. I mean, now you can get underwear in like a pack of seven, which is, to me, sacrilegious that you can do that. But I don't know, there's no art to it anymore. People just kind of chuck on whatever, and there's no matching or wanting it to be nice fabrics or anything like that. And then when you do go to places, it's just fucking prohibitively expensive. Like, there's this shop that we've got over here. And I don't know if you guys have got it. It's called Honey Burdette. I actually worked there for a little bit at the, front desk, and they decided I wasn't attractive enough to stay there. They didn't say it in that many words, but that's exactly what they meant. But they have the most amazing lingerie, but it starts at like $200 for a set. $200, that's like more than a day's wage. And it's just, I don't know, they're not. They're very well made and pretty, but they're also delicate as fuck. So you know that you're not going to be able to get, quote, your money's worth out of it. And then, like, if you want any of their, like, leather or stuff like that, just forget about it. The prices are stupid. Unless you've got a sugar daddy or you do nothing but take photos of yourself for Instagram. There's no way you can afford that kind of stuff. Thong or G-string? Yeah, they're two different things. I don't know what your interpretation is, but a G-string is like the string one. Like, it's just the triangle with strings, and I don't really like them. They're not very flattering on a butt of my proportions. It kind of looks like strung Christmas ham. It's not good. Thongs are much better because of the shape of them and how many different styles and fabrics and things like that you can get. So yeah, that call them thongs because I think that's probably what you're referring to. And then there's that message I woke up to this morning. Yeah, I'm probably not going to reply to that. Because I don't really know what to say. It's not a bad thing. But yeah, I don't know what to say in the context of this sort of a conversation. This, like, G-rated conversation. But maybe I'll record something later. All right. So yeah, sorry if this is boring as fuck. I just wanted to reply and I didn't want to type out an essay and wanted to reply to it all, so I just thought I'd record it with my dopey sleeping voice. Okay.